The tribunal will not reconvene until I've had a chance to consider all the available evidence in my case. That is my right as an American and as an officer of the Central Intelligence Agency. If the testimony I've submitted is true, then the proof may be somewhere in that warehouse, and therefore I must be allowed to look for it. My persecutors pretend to regard this rule as an inconvenience, because without it they'd be permitted to empty the warehouse tomorrow to make more room for stolen Politburo cigar stubs or whatever else they want to achieve out here in Virginia. But really, it delights them. There's no easy way to take a measure of all the available evidence in my case, but I estimate it at about 300 million feet, an alchemical prodigy of urine and rock salt and Mayan armor, glossy bales decomposing into nitric frass. To pick through it all with proper care, building a chronology and a concordance is the work of decades, and I don't have decades. This is how I know. During the failed Cuban War of Independence in 1868, a wealthy Spanish family called the Azpeitiguias, who owned sugar plantations near the Valle de Viñales, were besieged inside their villa by their own farmers. They died of yellow fever, all 16 of them, before they could be relieved by the army. It was decided to send the bodies to Havana for burial to ensure they wouldn't be desecrated by the locals. But the farmers ambushed the caravan in the hills, prying open the coffins and tipping the bodies into the dust. In 1953, when I was still working for the agency in Cuba, I did a significant favor for a friend of mine in Pinar del Rio, and afterwards he gave me a bottle of rum that had been aged in a barrel made from the staves of Azpeitiguia coffin wood. I have about 12 ounces left. It's what's called a diagnostic liquor. According to folk medicine, the long aftertaste is the most volatile fraction of the rum escaping out of your mouth as tinted vapor after it's already washed through your guts. You taste yourself on it. There are some old bourbons with the same property. When I first opened it, back when I was in good health, Azpeitiguia Añejo was the most exquisite rum I'd ever sipped. But now I can taste poison at the end of every mouthful, a bile so rank and doomy, your standard pre-vomit is like maple syrup in comparison. One of these days, I'll have a doctor palpate my liver just to make it official, but I know perfectly well what he'll tell me. Between my stomach and my lungs sits a wedge of black gristle. Instead of a functioning organ, I have only a ruin, a sinkhole, a blocked sewer. I'm 43 years old. Alcoholism runs in the Zanule family, and it's going to kill me even younger than it killed my father. I will die long before I finish preparing my defense. Early on, I asked if I could have an assistant to help me hack through this jungle, but they said they wouldn't give security clearance to anyone but me. They've fucked me, and they know it. Really, there is no need for the tribunal to reconvene, because a life sentence has already been handed down in the most elegant possible fashion, with nothing so clattering or banal as a verdict spoken aloud. I am my own jailer in the prison of my inalienable rights. They know I never wanted anything more to do with that temple, and now I'll be trapped for the remainder of my life among its ribbons of silver drool. From the very beginning, I've given the same testimony. I did everything I could to prevent what happened in Honduras, but the forces arrayed against me were too powerful, and some of those forces are now discreetly overseeing my prosecution. The censure I'm threatened with is not proportionate to the rules I may have bent or broken in pursuit of entirely valid aims, nor to my peripheral culpability in a sequence of events that, for the most part, were far beyond my control. I'm a fallible human being, and I regret the mistakes I made, but with a sound mind and a clear conscience, I can avow that I was acting in the best interests of my country. I know dozens of guys back in Foggy Bottom who've done much, much worse and suffered nothing but commiserations on their bad luck.